The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
In the realm of the metaphysical, there are two sides. There is this side, and there is the other side.
I'm asking why!
Have you ever asked yourself questions such as,
when we die,
why are we here?
Where do we go?
Why is there evil?
What is it?
What's the meaning of life?
Why do we hate?
Why do we love?
What is awesome?
What is life?
Why is there suicide? And what happens to those who choose that path?
Welcome to Messages from Beyond, the show that addresses all of these questions and more, with your hosts, Twin Soul Spiritual Mediums, Dennis and Alice Jackson.
Well, good evening. I'm Dennis Jackson. Welcome to Messages from Beyond.
And I'm Alice Jackson. You're always so surprising.
And it's Tuesday night, and we are here, and the sun is shining, and lawnmowers are running.
It's springtime in the Northwest,
wow,
finally.
Wild out here.
We get a whole week of it, I think.
Well, you know, Mark Twain said it best one day when they were interviewing him many years ago. He said, what's the most beautiful place you've ever been to, and what's the best time you've ever had there? He said, well, and I don't remember the context of it all, but he said the greatest summer he ever spent was that week in Seattle.
Actually, we've been traveling so much for the last 12 years.
14.
That this is the first time in that I can remember that we've spent a full spring in the Northwest, and I'm loving it.
I think in 2003 we did, just before we jumped in the motorhome and traveled for 4 years.
But it's just beautiful weather here. And we get, let me put it this way. We had an event, an indoor event to go to on Sunday, and I got an email Sunday morning that said, due to the nice weather, we're canceling the event.
Yeah,
and
no
it
kidding.
It was great. Because only in the Northwest would you get something like that. It was fun. But we wound up going spur of the minute to a play.
Yes.
In downtown Everett, and it was a lot of fun. Edward Albee's play, Everything
in
the Garden.
It wasn't what I expected it was going to be.
It wasn't. If you ever get a chance to, if you go to local theater, it's just so much fun. It was a wonderful cast. And I didn't know the play, and we were delightfully surprised, and we enjoyed it. And we're one of those... I guess we're those couples that don't do the outdoors things much anymore. And so we went inside in the air conditioning and enjoyed the play. But it was fun. A little matinee on Sunday.
Yeah, right after I mowed the lawn. So I did do some outdoor things.
Yes, that's true. You do.
Yeah.
You know, it's just coming from Miami, I'm not used to being outdoors in the summertime, in the spring and summer, because it's always been so hot there.
Well,
you know, they only have two seasons there.
We used to tell
hot
me that
and hotter.
Barbecues you used to watch on TV and go, what are those people doing out in the summertime?
Never could understand people doing outdoor activities. And up here, it's just delightful. It's beautiful. And actually, we have somebody holding on the phone from Washington so they can relate. And tonight's going to be a fun night. It's going to be all phone calls, all readings.
And
we don't really have a topic set up, but you know us. We never follow topic anyway.
I also want to announce that next Tuesday, the show is going to be a rerun from a show we're going to do on Monday. We are not doing a show live on Tuesday. We will be doing it live Monday at the same time.
Live Monday on
Monday.
May 13th.
Yes.
And May 14th, you are scheduled for outpatient surgery.
Yes.
And we just hope everybody sends you nice,
I might
good
even
wishes
sound
and
different
healing
when I'm
energy.
Done, huh?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I'm getting my sinuses done, so.
Yeah, so that should be interesting. But, you know, the phones are busy. The people in the chat room are here with us. We welcome all of you. It's nice to see you. We have guests, and we have some new people, and some of our friends and old regulars. We appreciate you all being here, because that's what we're here for. And if you're on the East Coast, at least it's evening. On the West Coast, we're glad you're in listening to us.
Yeah, because it's beautiful and sunny, especially
is.
That Washington person. Unless you're on the weird side of the mountains where it's raining. But no, it's not raining on the other side of the mountains because it never rains over there.
So we talked about doing some things today, and you were talking about doing some new meditations.
Yes.
So our next series of meditations, send us some ideas that you'd like. You know, we're talking about doing a weight loss, stop smoking meditation,
and they're
weight
be
loss
more
meditation.
Like, they're going to be more in the grain of raising your soul's vibrations, though.
Right.
That style rather than a long 30-minute guided.
And more self-awareness.
Yeah.
Getting in touch with who you are. It's just, you know, along those lines of what we can do.
Yeah.
What kind of meditation would you like to hear? That, you know, we're gonna,
anybody
want to
stop smoking meditation? I can ask my guides to send us one.
We are going to do that. So anyhow, let's go to the phones. You ready?
Sure, why not?
All right, let's go to area code 520. You're on the air with Messages from Beyond. Welcome.
Hi there.
Hi, thank you.
Hi,
good luck on your surgery.
Oh, thanks.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Rachel, calling from Tucson. Thank you.
Hey, Rachel from Tucson.
Now, that's some place that doesn't go out in the summertime, do you?
Oh, and the summer weather?
Yeah, 113 degrees. That's what it was the last time I was. No, it was 115 the only time I was there.
No, that was when we were in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely a broiler.
Okay. What can we do for you tonight, Rachel?
I am revamping and reorganizing my work. And I have a very important meeting where new people are coming in and joining me. And that's going to be in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Well,
next week. Yeah. Shorter blonde hair?
Do I? No.
Yeah. Is there someone?
Yes.
Is there someone's coming in with blonde hair?
Yes, and it is short.
Is she kind of heavy set too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's going to be very positive, and a very very big asset to your company, to what you're doing.
Thank
so.
God. That was my question.
Oh,
I
was it? See. See there. That's what the guys do. They know what you're doing, going through. They know what you're dealing with. And they just send the messages through that way.
You know, Rachel, thank you, because you just validated what I always tell people. When people call for private readings and they want to start telling me things, I said, don't tell me anything. Don't, you know, because I don't want people to think that I tell Dennis, because I never do. So I said, you know, I'd love to hear more about you, but after the reading, not before. And then they say, well, how do I prepare for the reading? And I always tell people, make a list of questions and issues, but generally your questions are answered before they're asked.
And who is Charlie?
There is a Charlie. He's not immediately involved, but he's involved indirectly.
Okay. Does he seem positive to you? Because I'm being told that he's pretty positive.
Yes. Yeah.
Is he a salesperson too?
He is not, but he has that side to him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, just utilize them in the right ways, and you should take off like a rocket ship. So,
oh wow!
What kind of business is it?
It's community. It's community oriented.
Okay. Well, if you wanted to, is there a website you have that you want to draw people to, or is it just like local community only? You don't want to get outside that.
It's more local.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, it looks like everything's going to be working good, and you should be doing great. And what's going on with your mom, by the way? I just need to ask you real quick.
I'm not sure. I'll be talking to her soon, so I'll ask her.
Yeah, ask her about her legs. What's going on with her legs?
Okay.
Just talk
I will.
To her, and you'll get some information that you can work with at that point. Okay.
Thank you.
All
okay,
right.
Rachel.
Well, I'm sorry. I just looked in the chat room and I see somebody with a name Wake Up Call. I love it. Anyway, thanks, Rachel.
Rachel, thanks
thank
so much for calling. Appreciate
take
it.
Take care. Bye.
Thank
now.
You.
All
right. you
take
too.
Care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank
and
you.
If any of you that are on the phones after we finish your reading, if you need to remain on the line to listen,
let us know
and we'll keep you on hold.
Yeah.
So, because I understand that that's a way that people can listen into our show also just by calling in.
Yeah.
You don't have to be on the
I need
a
wake-up call sometimes, too. So.
Wake-up call, great name. I love all the chat room names. They're really fun. Okay, let's go back to the phones and talk to area code 818. I think that's California.
Hi there.
Hi there. Welcome
Hi.
To Messages from Beyond. Hi.
Thank
How are you?
I'm doing well. It's so cool to, this is my first time calling in, but it's really cool to be able to speak with you guys and know that you're twin flames. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
What's
you.
Your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Brittany and I am calling from California.
Hi, Brittany. Thank
we won't
you.
Hold that against you.
I understand. I understand you guys are having unusually cool weather.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's supposed to be 80 degrees. This week, and it's like 70-something now, and it was raining all day yesterday, so it's like kind of fluctuating. It's really interesting weather.
You must be in L.A.
Yeah, I am. I'm in L.A.
Yeah. That's what we hear from friends of ours in L.A., that they're having cold weather. Well, thank you for tuning in, and thanks for calling. We love first-time callers.
Thank you. I have a question. I've been doing a lot of healing work with myself and working on, like, a lot of forgiveness. And so I know that my twin flame has also incarnated at this time. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the reuniting is very close. And I just wanted to see what comes through regarding that with you all.
Well, time, as I always tell people when we do the readings or past life regressions or anything, time is the worst and the hardest thing to do. However, when I ask for time of something, I ask for them to give me as close as they can, and they'll give me a range of time in most cases, like 2 to 3 weeks, 4 to 5 months, something like that. And usually the event or whatever we're talking about will happen within that range or before. And with this situation, it came up like 18 to 24 months. So it could happen in 18 or 24 days, but it feels like 18 to 24 months, okay? That's where I'm looking at. However, you're in California, and I don't think your twin flame is on this side of the country. I feel like he's farther over or maybe even all the way on the East Coast. Are you from New York or somewhere back there?
Yes, I'm from New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay. Well, it just feels like he's more centered where you came from.
That's interesting.
So, if you know somebody that you've been, you know, drawn to, I would explore it. I really would. And for your own information, if you ask a psychic or a medium if this is your twin soul or twin flame, at that point, the only answer that they can give you is no, because you will know before anybody else.
I know that, and I probably won't. I feel like if you have to ask the question, then the answer is no.
Exactly.
That's exactly what we tell people.
That's what it is.
I don't know if you've heard us before, but I always tell people if you have to ask your best friend or your mother or your psychic, then it's not right. You know, but you meet that one, you won't have to ask anyone.
Not at all. No, you won't have to do it. But the other thing I was going to ask you, are you planning a trip in about 6 months to go back there?
Well, I'm in a wedding, so...
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I wonder why you're being drawn back there.
Yeah, so I plan to go back east for that.
When is that?
The wedding is the end of August.
August. Perfect. Where are we at now? May, June, July, mm-hmm. August, 3 months. Yeah, okay. You know, I'd give it that time frame. Did you like living in that area, or do you want to stay in the California area?
I feel like my energy resonates in the California area better, and plus I'm an actress, so this is where I need to be.
I knew that.
I'm with you.
I felt that.
Oh, yeah, no. Definitely.
How did you know? How did you know?
I just felt actress. Not everybody in LA is an actress,
no.
But I just felt that with you. So
we know
I
lots,
was seeing you there.
We know lots of people in LA who are not actresses. And we know lots of people in the business that are not actresses. They work behind the camera on that side, doing the work. They do the work.
Well, as long as you're a working actress,
I'm
that's
giving
it.
You a hard time. I'm kidding you. anyway, most importantly, you know, follow everything that comes up in front of you where you feel like you need, you know, you're being pulled somewhere or moved somewhere or you're supposed to do this or that. Go with that flow. In other words, what I always say is rest in the flow. And looking at your acting career, have you had a couple of commercials? Because I feel like there's commercials around you.
Oh, that'd be great. I would really love
have
that.
Have you done any lately in the last 3 months?
No, not any.
Okay.
No.
Well, start focusing on getting yourself out for auditions for commercials because it looks like that's what's going to be coming up for you first. But the beauty of a commercial, national commercial especially, is that it gets you on the screen. You know?
Really? That's interesting because I have a theatrical agent, but I don't have a commercial agent.
Oh, you got to get a commercial agent. Absolutely. So look at that as your avenue in the door.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a really quick question. I am planning to move at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to stay in the proximity of where I live now because I really like this area.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to know what Spirit had to say in regards to, like, the location because I'm trying to narrow it down.
Are you in the valley now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And west toward, what is that? Where's the one they have the frog jump contest always? The old story.
I don't know.
Where? What's her name lives, your friend? What's the name of that town?
Agoura Hills?
Yeah, that area.
No, I'm in Studio City.
You're actually in Studio City?
Yeah.
Good. That's where you're supposed to be because did you used to live out west of there?
Woodland Hills.
Woodland Hills, yeah. That's where I was feeling your energy. So you're in good. You're in the right place. Cuz Agoura Hills and Woodland Hills are right in the same neck of the woods is what I'm looking at. Yeah. That's just that general area was where I was seeing you before. So, and I was going to tell you need to move in, but you're already there, so it's perfect. But stay in that area. Do you follow me? Are you still there? Brittany, did we lose you?
Oh, what happened?
Well, we lost her.
Are we on the air?
Well, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Brittany, if you can still hear me, I can't hear you. So
nobody can
you
hear
there
us.
Again?
Nobody can hear us in the chat room.
Hello.
Hello, Brittany.
Yes, I'm here.
There
oh,
we
good.
Go. Now we can hear you. Are you?
We lost you. Could you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, we couldn't. You dropped out for a minute. What I was saying was, you need to stay there in the area where you're at.
Okay. Does like Spirit give you any like, is it north from where I am now? Is it like 5 miles away? Is it?
No. It's like within a mile straight around. A mile either direction of where you're at.
Okay. That's what.
Maybe 2 miles. Maybe 2 miles at the most, but mostly 1 mile.
Okay.
Okay.
That's perfect.
There you
Thank
go.
You so
you're
right.
welcome.
Guys.
Best of luck to you. We hope that you'll continue tuning in.
Oh, there's Lynn by there now.
Okay.
There's Lynn.
I will. Thank you. Have a great night.
Thanks,
Lynn. Okay,
thanks.
Bye now. Okay, bye. All right. Lynn, we were just talking
about
you.
We were just talking all about
you,
Lynn.
She came into the chat room. We were just talking about Agoura Hills. All right, Dennis, there's a caller from Canada who's in the chat room, and she got dropped twice. So let's take
Where's
her call
at?
Out of order, 613.
613. Hi there.
Hi there. Welcome to Messages from Beyond.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, well, thank you for calling. Sorry you were having trouble getting kicked off. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Donna, and yes, I'm calling from Canada.
Okay. How are you?
East or west side?
I guess east. Well, Central Ontario.
Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what can we do for you?
I just have a relationship question about a man named Cameron. I'm just wondering when you see him and I getting more serious, like a commitment. Or...
Well, now, was there a divorce in his life, a breakup, either a divorce or a bad breakup?
Yeah.
Okay. How long ago was that? Was that in the last 7 years?
Yeah, he had a he was divorced, but probably about that, I think, 7 years ago, and then he had another relationship that he ended, I think, about a year ago.
Yeah, and who's Marie or Mary?
Pardon me?
Who is Marie or Mary? Or Margaret? M-A-R.
I'm not aware.
In your life? Relatives?
In mine?
Yes.
In, like, someone that I would know?
Yes, someone is either in your life now or has passed over. Who is that?
I have two. Like, I have a great aunt Margaret and my...
Thank you.
My, but and I also have my strange husband's mother's name is Margaret, too.
And you were close to her, weren't you?
To my great aunt?
To your mother-in-law, your former mother-in-law.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, you were very close. She just wants to let you know that she's there. She wants you to let you know that you're well. I heard you're not done yet, so I don't know what's going on. What's going on with you and your estranged husband, as you called him? Are you guys just separated right now?
We've been separated for 4 years.
4 years. So that's why she's saying you're not done. I got it. She says you need to get done with that.
Yeah.
Are you the one that's been holding that up?
Because.
It doesn't matter what the reasons are.
I'm holding it up because for financial reasons. That's the reason why.
Right. I understand. I understand. It doesn't matter what the reasons are. Right now, what you need to do is get yourself completely disconnected from that previous relationship. Your former mother-in-law is telling you this. She's giving you advice, and through me, she's saying you got to cut the ties with this other one if you ever want to move on into a new relationship with this person you're interested in right now. And she likes him, by the way, the new guy, even though it's her son that you were married to. She likes the person you're going to be with. So just understand. But to do that, what she's telling me to tell you is she understands the financial reasons, but to be able to move on and move into a new relationship, you need to cut the ties and then make yourself known, okay?
Sure. Do you know when Cameron and I might, like, have a commitment together?
Wait a minute. Let me throw down the dice and I'll... No, I'm kidding. it's a crapshoot. That's what it is. I'm telling you right now. The problem that you're having right now is that I feel like what your former mother-in-law is telling me is that he has kind of an aversion to the fact that you're still married, even though you may not have told him. There's some reason, there's something that's holding him at bay. And I feel like that's part of the reason is that you are still connected to this other person. You have two kids, right?
Me, I have my own daughter and then my estranged husband's daughter.
Yeah, okay. You have two kids. That's what's important. Right around you is two kids. So once you can disconnect that, you need to move into the new relationship. It's not going to happen until you are. That's
you know it. When Cameron and I might spend some time together, like see each other.
I don't have an idea. I just know that this wall is up there. So until you get rid of that wall, there isn't any chance of you doing much of anything with anybody else for yourself. Because you know when people have this situation, you're putting up kind of a wall so people can't even come through it, and it pushes people away. Even though you may not feel like you're even letting them know, it's energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know when we may be? Do you see us continuing to communicate, Cameron and I?
I haven't got a clue, I tell you the truth, because this thing is so strong and so, I don't think you have a chance with anybody right now until you get that straightened out and taken care of. I know it's important financially, but if you need to stay there with, connected to that person for financial reasons, that's going to be your stopping point all along. He may be able to get over it, but I'm not getting a hit as to the fact that he is. What I'm telling you is you're stopped kind of dead in your tracks until you get that taken care of. Okay?
Okay, Donna. Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling, we hope you'll enjoy the rest of the show and join in the chat room, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, let's go to my favorite area code. I don't even know where it is yet. We're about to find out.
Just a moment, I have to do something here. That's what I'm going in surgery for.
Okay.
Sorry, folks, I'd blow
time
my nose.
Out. My favorite area code, 216.
Oh, you know why that's your favorite area code?
It's my birthday.
That's right.
Okay, area code 216, you're
hi
on
there.
The air. Hi.
Hello, Dennis and Alice. It's Russ
hi
in Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, Russ,
Cleveland.
How you doing?
Okay, so
Cleveland.
Cleveland,
you got to remember that. I
Cleveland
guess we have to move to Cleveland now.
No.
No, okay.
Meanwhile,
good.
Cleveland's been in the news all day today. It's been pretty incredible. Those girls were found.
Yeah, matter of fact, it was kind of interesting in one sense that the girls were found 4 miles from my house.
Really?
And they were 5 miles from their own house.
That's so incredible.
That's wild. Did you live in their neighborhood?
I'm probably about another 5 miles in a slightly different direction from where they were found.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
amazing
it was all
story.
Yeah, that was pretty close. So that, for when I wish there was something I could have done, at least with some information or something, but,
amazing.
It's a strange story.
But you remember when it all happened, then, I'm sure.
Yeah, I sure do, because, matter of fact, there was even a false tip last summer for one of them that was found.
Wow.
That
really?
an inmate supposedly said one of them was dead and was buried at a vacant lot about 2 miles from where she was actually found alive.
Wow.
So the police were there for a couple of days with backhoes and trying to dig up the site, and that guy actually got some extra jail time because he was an inmate down in Columbus in the state pen down there.
Oh, and he was the one that told him she was buried there?
Yeah, that she was buried in a vacant lot here on the west side. And, fortunately that was a false story, because as it turns out, they found her alive, fortunately. Yeah, boy, a lot of people glad here, with that news. So, just for it to be so close to home, a story like that, it does put a little different perspective on things sometimes, too, because a lot of these stories you hear, they're in different parts of the country and nowhere close to where you're at. And here, as it turns out, they were found 4 miles, almost exactly 4 miles from my house.
Wow,
so.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's crazy. It goes back to the 70s when Ted Bundy was up here?
That's true.
He was in this area when I was younger, much
and
younger.
And he was all over Florida, too.
And then he went from here, he went to Florida. Oh. And Colorado, too. I think he stopped there and did a few. But wow.
Anyhow.
Yeah, sorry.
We're just happy all of that turned out well. All of them were found alive and healthy.
Yeah, that's the important part.
Hey, what can we do for you tonight, Russ?
The thing is, it's still a job. I finally had another interview where I'd been doing the polysomnography, which is the sleep studies. And had an interview with that today. And I'm just curious, I think I interviewed well, but there's a couple aspects of the job I'm not quite totally sold on, because, in the sleep world, there's a couple ways they do things. Like a couple places will have, 10-hour shifts, and the place I interviewed at had 13-hour shifts, plus a little bit of extra work than what I was used to in my other sleep job. So that's got me a little nervous. So I'm just curious to see if I'll get the job and if that will turn out right.
Yeah, I think you're worried about what fear comes in is worry. But fear is simply something that's unknown. And so what do you have right now? Right now you have nothing, you're not working. And now, and if you bring in that fear, you can actually create things to be not good for you. It puts an edge on you. So what I would do is, rather than worry about the stuff, just be praise the fact that you got an interview. Doesn't matter what the job is, doesn't matter how long it is, worry about that, or I shouldn't say, don't worry about it. Take that and work with it. Help me here. I'm trying to put words, honey. In other words, don't worry about, wait till you cross the bridge.
Cross that bridge
when you get to it. Boy, I'm telling you. Today, my mind is like... Sorry, Russ.
Yeah, matter of fact, it's kind of interesting. I use that phrase with my wife today on something totally unrelated.
See, you were preaching to yourself. You were preaching to yourself, and you just didn't even know it. I need a wake-up call, too. Anyway, what I'm being told is don't bring that fear upon you because you're worried about something that isn't going to be that big of a deal.
So then that actually looks pretty good. Yeah, it looks like I'll get the job and I'll be pretty successful.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, Russ. You know, the most important thing is go in with a very positive attitude. And just be positive, and that's really the
right.
Key.
Right, and when you worry about something, all you're doing is just
bringing in
the negative energy, and you're going to create that.
Yeah.
So, and can you do anything about it? Do your best.
You know, the fear, just trying to do good and try and learn. I suppose that would be one good way to look at it. I'll be learning how to do things slightly different. Because the only thing is, I'll definitely be a little more tired working an extra 3-hour longer shift, but that I suppose I could overcome no problem. So.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You'll be doing good. So, if this isn't the one, I mean, if this is not exactly the one, then it's there. I mean, it's just down the road shortly, if not right now, because I see you working. So, yeah.
Yeah. But, because there's another hospital that's a little closer to my house that, it would be in one set location at the hospital. That's like about 4 miles from my house.
Mm-hmm.
And the one I interviewed with today, they were mentioning that I could be in, start off at one location, and if a couple patients call off, I'd have to call to see if another location has a need for me. Then I'd have to go to that location and
gotcha.
Be bouncing around. Yeah, so I could be bouncing around from like 5 or 6 different places and.
Well, just right now at this time in our lives and this time in the economy, just be thankful that you get a job.
Yeah, that would definitely be a good thing and help with all the bills. And
Yep. Just do what you got to do. And, I know how hard it is to get a job when you need it. So, we've all been there. But just be thankful you get the job no matter what it is. As long as it's what you've done before, you may have some extra things to do, but... just move along and be okay, and it'll get better. I know that. So
I'm still hoping too, because I interviewed at this other hospital a year ago, and they're still holding it up because of budgetary issues from higher up management level. And
right on.
That's the way that goes sometimes. So.
All right, Russ. Well, thanks, thanks. Good luck to you. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Let us know what's going on.
Bye. We'll see you.
Okay.
All right. Bye bye.
Boy, I just wanted to let everybody know, if you have a web-based business of any kind that you are interested in getting some exposure on, we are going to start doing some advertising. We're going to be expanding our show, and we may be doing a show every day or every other day. Or we haven't decided yet, but we're really going to go pretty much full-fledged in
this.
But
if you have an internet business that you'd like to promote all over the world, and that can be heard in archives and
over and over
in iTunes. Get in touch with us. Let us know. We'd be happy to talk to you about advertising possibilities and packages.
We average over 1,000 listens every week of our archives as the show progresses, and hundreds of people that are listening as we're speaking right now. But anyway, the key is send us a note. Send us
Alice@messagesfrombeyond.com. Let us know, and we'll get a package back to you.
Yeah.
It's an excellent opportunity to get your business worldwide.
Yeah. So.
And I want to remind people that our website is messagesfrombeyond.com, and we do private readings. Our direct number is 877-595-4111, and we'd be happy to talk to you.
Yeah, and I will create an ad for you, or you can create it, or however you want to do it, and we just give you spots. So,
okay. All right, let's go.
Hi, I'm Alice Jackson. You've heard us talk about our book and meditation CDs. They are now available for online ordering through our website, messagesfrombeyond.com. Click on the book cover to order Together Again, Twin Souls Reunite in Love and Life, our personal true story of how Dennis and I met and recognized each other from past lives. This will become your guidebook on finding your own twin soul. Then click on Meditation CDs to view our entire meditation collection. There are 10 titles in Series 1, each with two tracks totaling 45 minutes of guided meditations. Series 2 is Raising Your Soul's Vibrations, a deep breathing meditation to raise your vibrational level to connect you with your higher self and spirits on the other side. Soft music and Dennis's soothing voice will provide you with a meditation to relax and center you, either before or after an active day.
Oh, I love that voice.
Mine or yours?
Yours.
Oh, thank you.
The only voice that was on there.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the kind of ads we've done. Those are older ads, but we're going to update those too, and
okay.
We'll do ads for, yeah.
Oh, well, we have a question from someone in the chat room, Dennis,
yes.
And we're going to get to the phones in just a second. Nicole was wondering about her pregnancy. Nicole, can you not call in? Because if we can connect with you, it's a whole lot easier. Okay, so let me know if you can call in at all. And in the meantime, let's go to the phones and go to area code 360, Washington.
Local.
You're on the air.
Hi there.
Hey, how are
Hi.
You?
Great,
good.
How are you?
Thanks
Who's
for
this?
Taking my call, and I hope Dennis's surgery goes well, and I know it will.
Thank
yeah.
you. What's your name?
Sherry.
Hey, Sherry, and where are you calling from?
Camino Island.
Oh, Sherry.
Yeah. I think
How are
me.
You?
Well, fine. We've been going through with my husband some health challenges this year, and I'm just trying to figure out when they're going to get a handle on it and it's going to be done.
That's funny. We were just talking about you guys. Here
That'll
today.
Be Friday at 2:15. I just don't know which Friday.
Oh, he's being a
okay, Dennis.
Again.
I get it.
I'm kidding
he's
you.
Being
no,
Dennis.
I don't. So we've been dealing with this since February 8th a year ago.
Is something to do with his blood?
Yes, it is. He keeps having to have transfusions, and
yeah.
they can't find the leak.
They need to look in his abdomen.
Yeah,
his
we know it's
stomach.
In his abdomen, but it's affected his kidneys, and they can't do an MRI and all that kind of stuff. So he keeps having to have transfusions.
Have they checked his gallbladder?
No.
Gallbladder or in that vicinity, it's connected to the stomach somehow.
Yeah, well, it's a small. They know it's in his small intestine, but see what
yeah.
happened is they gave him aspirin. He had a cardiac arrest, and they gave him
yeah.
aspirin when he left the hospital. And I said he
sure.
can't take it because he gets a bleed. And I noticed it a month out. He was, you know, he had his blood levels were dropping really bad,
yeah.
and it hasn't quit since then.
Well, I got to tell you, have they checked him for bleeding ulcers?
Yep, they checked him there.
And they didn't find any?
Uh-uh.
Tell him to check again.
Yeah, okay, because he's had that before.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, he has. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then if he, you know, I would have him double check it anyway.
Yeah.
But if he's had them before, that may be what I'm possibly reading. But I don't think so. I feel like it's yeah. No, there's it's in his stomach.
Yeah.
No. I the small intestines, yeah, a little bit maybe, but the stomach is the key here.
Yeah, okay. Well, you were right before when you told Trina that to have him 6-7 years ago, you said he needed something checked out with his heart, and sure enough, and that was
wow.
7 years ago.
Oh, well.
This is a whole different thing, and what created this is it turned
yeah.
out he had sleep apnea so bad.
Oh, I see. You got
so
it.
If anybody's got sleep apnea, do what you got to do to avoid it, because you go into an irregular heartbeat, your heart will just stop.
Yeah.
Wow.
With no warning.
Wow.
So it was kind of spooky.
I think he's going to come through it okay, and I feel like you're going to find it. And I feel, like I said, I think Friday about 2:15 you'll find it.
Well, that's good news.
I wish they'd let me know which Friday, but it feels like it's within a couple of months.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, that'll be good because I'm supposed to have knee replacement surgery soon,
Dennis has had that.
How'd that go for you, Dennis?
It was absolutely the most wonderful experience I've ever had.
I'm lying.
No, well, he's doing great with it now.
Afterwards, the surgery itself was very interesting. It's not scary at all. I mean, you go to sleep.
Just make sure you follow up with the therapy.
Then you wake up
and you're going to be fine.
I got to tell you though, be prepared. It's going to hurt like hell.
I've heard that
right afterwards. But the reason it is because they're going to want you to bend your knee as soon as possible.
Yeah.
They literally came in like the next morning after surgery. The doctor picked up my leg. He goes, "Oh, how's this feel?" And he dropped my.
Oh, my.
And then my knee bent, and I just about came off. I almost grabbed him by the throat.
Or in someplace else as well.
Yeah,
I can't say that on the air.
Exactly. But I didn't have enough strength.
Yeah.
And I was too drugged.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So, well, we just are hoping to get everything squared away, and that's what we're working on. But I listen to you every once in a while. It's good talking to you.
My only advice I can give you is do the therapy and do it as best you can and push yourself hard.
Okay.
Because the faster you do it, I mean, the sooner you get that availability of bending your knee, the sooner you'll get out of the hospital, number one, and the sooner you'll get back up. Because if they say, well, you want to try walking and you feel confident enough to do it. Because it really is the best thing for you is moving it.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. So I'll just keep moving it and get it going. And
there you
go. If you can get like a stationary bike at home, if you have one, those are great.
I do have one, yes.
That's the best key right there.
And you know, Trina, the nurse now.
Yeah.
She said, you better get on that and start riding it before you even go in.
Absolutely. I agree with her. I wish I would have spent more time doing it because it strengthens up your knee and your recovery time's a lot faster.
Yeah. So. It is. Well, I appreciate your input here. Okay. Nobody's coming through from the other side?
Oh, no, I haven't been paying attention.
Okay. Well, gosh.
I've been focused on your husband very strongly.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Bullet.
Yep, you're right.
Bullet?
That's
the dog.
That's the dog.
That's right.
The dog.
That's been,
oh
how
gosh.
Many years ago was
oh
that?
My
gosh. At least 10?
Yeah. But Roy Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Your husband's boy, right?
No, his dad.
Oh,
his dad's Roy Rogers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's it. Tell that story.
Sherry, tell that story. This was
They gave me the same sign.
This was at a private circle we did for your family, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, or either that or it was.
I think the first time was Vision Quest.
Vision Quest, okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're going to be at Vision Quest this week, Saturday night.
Oh, cool.
So you can call directly. Are you on our mailing list?
And where?
Are you on our mailing list?
Yeah, I think I'm on Facebook. Yeah,
okay.
I usually see that. There's a
special event this Saturday night, so check with them on that if you're interested in coming. But tell that quick story. This is a great story of when the first time we did a reading for you and your husband, right?
Yeah, and you said that there was you kept seeing Bullet and Roy Rogers, and I think Trigger came in.
Trigger, probably.
Trigger the horse, and you were saying, who has somebody, how would you be connected to Roy Rogers? Well, his dad's name was Roy.
Okay.
And that's who was coming through. My husband's dad's name.
Now, didn't you guys have a dog?
There was something with Bullet.
No, we didn't. He didn't have a dog named Bullet.
Oh, okay.
Seeing Bullet or something.
Yeah.
Something. There was something about a dog.
That's pretty funny. I know that.
Oh, yeah, it was funny. We got a big kick out of that. That's for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Or somebody shot a dog or something.
It
I
was
can't
Roy.
Remember
yeah.
What
it was.
Or somebody shot a dog. Well, he could have. I don't know what he did. I don't remember that. That was a while ago, but it was.
Anyway, it goes back to the symbolism that they give you from the other side, that his name was Roy coming through and they show you Roy Rogers.
The neighbor. Wasn't there a neighbor you had that was shooting dogs or something?
Well, yes, that's right. That was
that's
it.
Where it was, that's where it came from.
Okay.
That's where that
my guys,
yes,
my
yes.
guys are not letting me down.
They're yep. filling in because I know you don't remember that from more than 10 years ago.
I don't
yeah.
remember.
Well, and you
what
had said that the neighbor across the way that was a large woman was going to pass away, and we were hoping it would be the one that wasn't very nice. But it was the one down the hill, the elderly gal.
Oh, no.
But she was like in her 80s, so, you know, her time was there. So,
yeah.
You know.
You never know.
Yeah, you just never know. It's really funny. So, well, I'll call back again. I'll let you
okay,
get to some other people, and it's good talking to you guys.
Okay,
all right,
Sherry, thanks
care.
So much for calling in.
Bye now.
All right. Love to the family.
Okay,
okay.
I will. Okay,
all right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's funny. Okay. Sherry and her daughter actually did one of our workshops, too, that we did in our home. That was more than 10 years
ago.
All right. Let's go back to the phones and talk to area code 805. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Alice. Hi, Dennis. This is Donna. How are you?
Great. Hi, Donna. Donna from where?
California.
Hi, Donna. What can
Hi.
We do? Hi.
Yeah, I have a question. I have a friend back east. He's been my friend for 30 years. His name is Izo. And he had made up his mind that he was going to put his house on the market in May and then move to Santa Barbara where I live. And then my sister and I both were going to look after him. He has no family or anyone there. And then he was going to leave me the house, you know, for, you know, friendship thing because we've been friends for so long. But the other day, about 2 weeks ago, he was riding his bike and a truck hit him. And no broken bones, but he's pretty bruised up and black and blue and swollen.
Ouch.
I know.
Wow.
So do you still see this happening, you know, with him coming out?
Yeah. Trucks are not going to stop him.
Okay, good.
He's tougher than that. Ask him, he'll tell you.
Oh, gosh.
What I see him is saying, ain't no stinking truck going to stop me. Wow.
Good, because I think it's a win-win for everyone all the way around. Because
oh,
I'm not working, and I can help him out, taking him to doctors and doing his cooking and cleaning.
It's those things that, you know, the more we help each other out in any way that we can, the better off everybody is, you know. And that's all it's about is, you're doing him a service, he'll be doing you a service. I think it's great.
Yeah, huh? And he's going to buy a 3-bedroom house. Do you see mm-hmm. my sister and I eventually living with him, or will I keep my apartment and he will live there by himself?
Well, I think you'll keep your apartment anyway. Whether you'll be living there at the same time, that's a good possibility, but who knows? I think right now you're just painting the picture. Do you know what I mean? You're creating. You're creating this picture, and really, it's like a. I hate to say it's a blank canvas that you can just do whatever you want, but that's really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you decide that you want to move in, I think you'll be wide open for it.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
He's a very easygoing guy. It seems to me.
Yeah, I am too. We're both kind of easygoing. Well, my sister tells me this. So I'm happy to hear that. I have her now living in my living room.
There you go.
She has no money, no job, so she's with me. But I don't know, it's kind of nice. I mean,
yeah.
We're getting to really know each other. I don't, you know, she's 12 years younger. I don't think we got to know each other that well
there
growing up because of the age difference. But
yeah. Yeah, and you're still her second mom, you know that, so.
Oh, I was her mom when she was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't end up getting married or have kids. I just took care of my mom's kids.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm doing it again.
Yeah, there you go. You've been doing this a lifetime after lifetime, so change it next time.
Yeah, really, yeah. Do you see anybody coming in for me soon? Like a male companion?
A guy from the East Coast is coming out and moving, buying you a house. No.
Oh, no, he's 90, Dennis.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I was my friend's 90.
That was
funny.
That was one of those opportunity knocking jokes.
Oh, that's funny.
You just walked right into that, and you didn't even know it.
Oh, but maybe not a bad idea.
Sixth sense of humor.
Huh? Yes,
that's
my
funny.
Definitely
a lot
my.
Of people would say, "Yeah, get married."
No, I feel like right now you have a very full life, and you have things coming from all sides. I say right now, just go out with Mr. Right now. Don't worry about Mr. Right at the moment. But within the next, I would say within the next 2 years, you should be really, really settled. 18 months to 2 years.
Yeah.
You'll be settled and everything's going to be, you won't even look back and go, what was I worried about? So.
Yeah. I'm not, worried too much. I mean, I want to travel and, you know, what my friend's going to be leaving me and all. I want to take my sister traveling.
There you go.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah, you know, I think that would be fun.
Cool.
And it would be good for her, you know.
Okay, Donna, we'll send
you
a postcard.
All right.
thank
you guys so much.
Okay,
take
care. Best
bye.
Of luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to area code 480. You're on the air. Welcome to Messages
Now
to
you're
Beyond.
On the air. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Gidget, and I'm from Arizona.
Hey, Gidget.
So are you on a speakerphone?
Nope, I'm just on my regular computer. It's a Google phone.
Oh,
oh
you're
I got
through
you.
The
okay.
computer. Okay, no problem.
Is it bad? You can hear
no.
me, right?
No, I
Gidget,
hear you.
Gidget, what a great name. I love it.
Gidget goes
oh,
to Arizona.
Thank you.
Yeah. What can we do for you?
My question is, I'm going to be selling my house soon. Do you see that going well?
Yeah, actually, you're doing it at the right time. Everything's starting to open up drastically fast. So, and the thing that's important is that right now, things are changing. People are jumping on houses very, very fast. So,
yeah, I kind of see that. So I'm kind of excited.
So you may have 2 or 3 offers at one time. So.
And you see everything going okay, though, with the seller?
Oh, yeah.
No
oh, yeah.
problem?
No, not at all. No, no problems at all. Just seems to
flip
right on through. Now, are you moving out of state, though?
No. Mm-mm.
How far? Which
on
way
the other
are you
side
moving?
Like a mile away.
Oh, have you already bought your place?
No, I'm going to go back live with my mom.
Oh, I see. Okay. I wouldn't get too comfortable there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get too comfortable in the state for that matter.
Really?
Literally, I saw you moving out of state.
Wow.
Why,
like
yeah.
a, for a job or something? Or you don't know?
I think it's for love.
Wow.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Wow. Well, get prepared. It's a good thing you're selling your house and boxing everything up.
Really?
Don't unbox it too soon, all right?
Okay, yeah, no. Well, that's exciting, but I have 2 kids. I can't see me moving. I mean, they're not young, but you know, you never know.
Well, that's it, you know. They're going to be fine wherever you decide to go.
Yeah.
There won't be a problem there. But you know what? The most important thing is you our kids are important. Okay, don't get me wrong. The most important
right.
person in your life is you. And I know that that's hard for parents to do, mothers or fathers. It's even harder for mothers because these people came from your body. And it's hard to put any pressure on them. But number one, you have to look at it as taking care of you, making yourself feel good and happy. Because once if you're happy and feeling great, do you know how happy and feeling great they're going to be?
Yeah, you're right.
They don't have to worry about you.
Yeah,
right?
You're right.
So,
yep.
So when this opportunity knocks, don't hesitate or don't not do something because of your kids. Talk to them
okay.
and let them know that this is what I'm going to do. Don't ask for permission. Okay?
Yeah.
And that
okay.
and you will be very, very happy. Okay?
Yeah, that's good to know.
yeah, but
it's forward to.
Definitely something coming though. So and your house is gonna sell really very, very fast. I just have no doubt about that at all. Yeah, if you'd have asked me that 2 months ago, I'd have said, kinda hold off on it. But now it's a good time.
Okay, Gidget. Well, Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. I'll tell you, the lines are being lit up, so we got to get going
to
the phone call.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank
Take
you,
care now.
And let us know what's going on. We wish you well.
Thank you, and I wish you guys well, too. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. The lines are full, Dennis, so we're going to I'm gonna keep you busy.
I know.
Okay.
So here we
Let's go. Hey, we said it was an all-reading show. It is an all-reading show.
Here comes 314.
314, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
There you are.
Welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from St. Louis.
And your name is?
My name is Missy.
Hi, Missy. What can we do for you
Hi.
Tonight?
Sorry, I had to cough. I was wondering if you could give me a message from Spirit. And I also asked a question in the chat room about if you thought I'd be successful in my jewelry business.
Oh.
Okay.
I didn't see it, but... yeah. Are you now this jewelry business? Are you going to be doing this online?
Right now, I have it all online.
Yeah. Are you going to be doing it continue online, or are you trying to bring it into the terrestrial world, so to speak?
I'm trying to bring it into stores, but
okay.
I haven't really taken the steps yet.
Okay. Right now, I feel like there's a success out there that's coming to you, but I also feel like there's going to be a couple of hiccups, so to speak, bumps in the road you have to overcome. I don't think they're big bumps. I think they're just you have to get this taken care of before you can do that, or it might even be legal stuff. Are you going through legal stuff right now?
No, I'm not going. I know what you mean, maybe make my business official.
Yeah, it isn't now?
No. I just, have things for sale on Etsy and stuff.
Oh, okay, okay. Those are the hiccups I think I'm seeing. So other than that, I feel like it's going to be pretty darn successful. Are you designing and making these yourself?
Yes.
So have you looked to have them mass-produced, or are you going to keep it on a single, each one's an individual level?
Each one individual.
Okay. I think you're going to end up doing pretty good, but I also feel like it's going to drag you into a much bigger, broader area. So you might want to look at where you can get your designs made and then them in larger numbers instead of just single. Do 100 of one kind, because once you go to a jeweler and you get a chain of jewelry stores, they're going to want to buy large numbers, large quantities to put in all different stores. So think about that, and that's where I see you going. But it's going to be some time before you get there, some time and a lot of hard work. But I do feel like you have the capabilities and the opportunities there.
Okay, thank you. I was wondering if you had any message from, Spirit.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you have a father that's on the other side?
No.
Is there a male that would be one generation, like an uncle that was close to you?
Yes.
And is that your dad's brother?
Yes.
Good, I'm on the right side. That's important. And... What was his first name? I'm hearing David, but that might be somebody else.
Jerry.
And who is David?
I did have an uncle named David, but he was like a step uncle.
Okay, but is he crossed over?
Yes.
And he wants to say hello. So your other uncle, Jerry, is there, but and he's the one that is stronger, but when I started talking to you, David jumped in and just wanted to make sure to say hello. And let you know that, you have two people working for you on the other side. Actually, you have more than that. Seems like there's four or five, so working on your side. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, Missy.
All right. Thanks, Bye. Missy. Thanks for calling. Good luck with your jewelry line.
Yeah.
Okay.
You almost
said
it,
to say,
honey.
Almost.
All right.
Let's go to... I think this is Atlanta. Area code 404. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Marcel.
Hi, Marcel. How are you? What can we do for you tonight?
I'm
Bye.
Are you in Atlanta?
Yes, I'm in Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta.
It's crazy weather.
Is it hot down there?
Well, actually, it was cold today.
Okay, tell me, it was 72, right?
below.
It's really funny because in the Northwest, when it gets down to...
You're cold down, is our summer.
Yeah, it's summertime here at 72, and I know when I was living in Miami with Alice, it'd get down to 60, and people would go, oh, my God, we got to put winter coats on, you know? And I'm sitting here going, I'm in a T-shirt.
I had a sweater today, so that's true. That's very true.
It's all what you're used to in the climate.
Well,
what can we
do
for
you? Oh, that was stereo.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Well, I really want to just have a question about just finance, because we had my fiance and my husband now had a terrible year last year. Just really bad year.
Yes.
And I just want to see if it's getting better.
Well, let me be the first to tell you that this year is going to be 200% better, 300% better, okay? 1,000% better. I'll put it that way. It's going to be so much better this year. You're going to look back and go, "Oh my God, I'm so happy, and I don't know what I was worried about." Okay.
Good.
So take that to the bank, because
okay.
It's going to be better. Now, did he have some health issues this year too?
No, he thought about the high blood pressure last year. That's it.
I didn't understand you.
I said, no, he found out about a high blood pressure issue.
High blood pressure. Okay. Well, then, as long as he keeps that under control, I don't see anything going bad. So you're doing good.
Okay. Do you see anything from the other side from me?
Or, is your dad over there? Is that your mom and your mom too?
No, my dad.
Your dad. Your mom's still here?
Yes.
Who's the lady that's over there with him? Would that be his sister or sister-in-law?
No. No, it's not that I know of.
Okay. Well, there's a lady that stands with him, and I almost want to say it's one of your guides. If it's not a relative, because they're showing me a younger generation, a younger person, I should say. But he also comes in looking like 25, so I think he's much older than that. But
yeah, he is.
And he's holding up a bottle of beer, and he's saying, "This is bad stuff for me." Do you understand? Was he a heavy drinker?
Yeah, he drunk, but he wasn't a heavy drinker.
Okay, but he liked to get drunk, right?
Oh, wait a minute. You said a younger guy. That was my brother.
Your brother's over there.
Yeah.
Is he the one that was the drinker?
Yes.
Thank you. And he knew you'd know it by that.
All I hear in
my head is laughing all over the place, because he knew that if he held up a bottle of beer, you'd know it was him. That's what sent you over the edge on that one.
Yeah, that was yours.
Okay, he says to tell you he still loves you, but he's still smarter than you ever will be.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All right.
All right. Marcel.
He sends you lots of love, Marcel.
Okay, can I ask one more question?
Well,
we have so many people online.
Oh,
I just wanted to see if there's anything soon.
What?
Anything soon on the finance?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Don't just relax and don't worry and know that things are being taken care of, okay?
All right.
Okay,
all
thank
right,
you Marcel. So much.
Bye now.
Thanks, Marcel. Thanks for listening. Okay.
You know that symbolism we were talking about?
Yes.
That's what that was with the bottle of beer.
Absolutely.
It was like his sign to her.
He knew that. Made her laugh. Love that laugh.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to area code 352.
You are on the air. Hi.
You're
there.
On the air with Messages from Beyond. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. Good. How are you?
Good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Nicole from Florida.
Hi, Nicole. What can we do for you?
I was wondering if you could see anything with my pregnancy I'm having right now.
A boy?
I don't know yet.
Oh, you don't know yet. Oh, okay.
But I want to know.
Well, he's very strong energy. It feels like a boy to me. And if it's not a boy, it's a girl. And then I'm so good. I know I'm good. I know I'm good. So, no. I
yes,
kid
dear.
You.
You're
I kid
very
you.
Good.
I know. No,
I have a little boy already. He's a year and a half.
Oh, well, then I have to take it back. No. Well, if it's a girl, it's going to be a very strong girl because you have a very strong boy energy. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So now your son now is very sensitive, though, very soft and kind of cuddly and sensitive.
When he wants to be.
Then he's all boy other than that, right?
Yeah.
But no, he has that sensitive side to him, and that's the key with him is he has that very sensitive side. This next energy that's coming with the next baby seems to be very strong, and if you said he's a two-year-old boy, you would have it all in the bag because he's going to be here, there, and everywhere.
Oh, God.
Okay? So be prepared. Now, did you have some issues in your first pregnancy or in this pregnancy?
First pregnancy and my third one.
Okay. What's this one? Third?
This is my fourth.
Fourth. Okay. And did you lose two of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me be very candid and tell you, your first pregnancy seemed to be a real problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how far did the baby go into term?
3 months.
Okay. I want you to know that your son, which was born on the next pregnancy, correct?
Right.
That was the same person, same soul that came through on the first one. Mm-hmm. The first one was a girl. However, he didn't want to be a girl. He wanted to be a boy. So he came in on the second one. All right?
Okay.
Third pregnancy, same issue. The one that's coming in this one is actually the soul that was coming in on the third pregnancy. So
okay.
This pregnancy is going to be successful. You're going to go full term. Your baby's going to be born. You're going to be very healthy. And I would feel like it's going to be a very strong energy girl, but I have to say I feel the boy. I mean, I'm really, when I said it's a boy, all of a sudden I got that feeling, this strong energy girl.
I've been told in the past that my last miscarriage was a girl and that she was going to come back to me in this pregnancy.
There she is. She's back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she may have chosen to come in as a girl again, but with that strong energy, I'm betting on the boy, okay?
So everything looks like it's going to go okay?
Yeah, it does. And you're taking it easy, right?
Trying to, as much with a... when you're half year old.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. But take care of yourself and don't do anything strenuous and all that kind of stuff. And follow your doctor's advice and make sure. And your husband, is he around much or is he working all day?
He works most of the day, yeah.
Yeah. But he's giving you a hand, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, tell him if he doesn't give you a hand, then after you give birth, you're going to come back and kick his butt. He won't do it now, but later on he's going to have, there's hell to pay.
Is there anybody coming through for me? Any messages?
Not really. Anybody? Who did you want to talk to? Mom or dad?
Grandmother.
Grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
She's like a mom to you, though, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I jumped into mom, and then I added dad, but I was really at mom. But, yeah, she seems to be like a mother to you. She says to tell you, did she call you Sweet Cheeks?
She called me all kinds of names.
Well, she said to tell you.
Good ones.
She said to That's tell you nice. This. She says, Sweet Cheeks, don't you worry your body. Don't you worry your. Oh. Okay. She says, Sweet Cheeks, don't you worry your butt. It's going to be fine.
Okay.
So. I have a feeling you got lots of support and lots of help over there, so don't worry.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, you bet. You
all right,
take care, Nicole.
Good luck to
you.
Bye-bye.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Bye. All right, let's go to...
1 second.
I think we're still in Florida on this next one.
I have to take a drink of water.
I'll let you. Shall we take a quick break?
We're going to take a break here for a second.
We're going to take a...
I shall play one of my favorite songs. Actually, I think I'm going to give you guys a meditation right now.
That's what we're going to do. Quick meditation, sit back, relax, enjoy. And all of our meditations, I want you to know, are available on our website, messagesfrombeyond.com. Click on meditations. They're also available in the iTunes store under Messages from Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And just enjoy the meditation.
Not in iTunes. Amazon.
What? Oh, Amazon.com. Sorry about that. And they're all available under Dennis Jackson, and they're only 99 cents. So it's a great opportunity for you to have a meditation for less than a dollar, at and it'll go straight to your computer as an MP3.
Yeah. And okay, if you want to listen to any of the excerpts, they're on our website.
Right.
Under the tab meditations, and there's some short...
Right, and I know that we've said this before, and I always like to tell people, especially the new people that are listening, we have a free 30-minute guided meditation available for you.
On the same page.
You cannot buy it. You must download it. It's free. All we ask is that you share it with people. It's our healing meditation. It's called Fred, Finding Relief, Eliminating Disease. It's on our front page on our website, messagesfrombeyond.com. Click on the link on the left side that says Fred and follow the instructions to download it directly to your computer. You can burn a CD, MP3, whatever it is you want. And it's was created for our friend Fred, who asked you to create a meditation when he was going through chemo.
Exactly. Now, this meditation we're going to do is the one we do pretty much all the time. It's Raising Your Soul's Vibrations. It's 8 minutes and 48 seconds. And listen to the prompts. You'll hear three to start with that say breathe. That takes... take a deep breath and hold it for the count of five, then let it go. And then when the prompts you're hearing as you're going through it, whatever you hear, repeat in your own head, like 60 cycles, repeat it in your head. You're setting up a conversation or a communication between yourself and consciousness and your higher self on the other side.
And Dennis plays all the music.
Yep, here we go. Cycles. 500 cycles. 1,000 cycles. 2,000 cycles. 5,000 cycles. 10,000 cycles. 50,000 cycles. 100,000 cycles. 200,000 cycles.
500,000 cycles.
Cruise now. Trillions,
trillions of cycles. The vibration carries you ever faster. Connecting with the other side. Love is all there is. All there ever was, and all there ever will be. And we're back.
Welcome back. Welcome back from beyond.
Welcome back, yeah.
All right. You are listening to Messages from Beyond with Dennis and Alice Jackson. And that was, one of our favorite meditations that you created. That is Raising Your Soul's Vibrations,
yes.
Also called Screaming Eagles. And it's available at Amazon.com. If you search Dennis Jackson, you'll find all of our meditations. So that's great.
You know where the name Screaming Eagles came from?
Tell me. I do. Tell them.
Well, there's a couple of places. Number one, I really enjoy eagles and I love them. But when I was in the Army Air Corps in World War II and flying bombers out of Great Britain, I was in the group called the Screaming Eagles.
Cool.
Yeah.
So. And Jovia in the chat room said she saw pin light when she did the meditation. So let us know what your experiences
cool.
were with that meditation, because it's wonderful, because when we communicate with the other side, they have to lower their vibrational level as we raise ours so that we can meet somewhere in between.
You know, in most of the meditations, when I take people to the other side, the first thing you see is a pin light.
Exactly.
And then you zoom toward it.
So that's really good, Jovia. So, thank you. Yeah. All right. Let's go back to
the
phones. I'm kind of a little mellow right now. Let's go to 786. You're on the air.
Hi.
Welcome
there.
To Messages from Beyond.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. My name is Geralda, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Geralda. Welcome to the
How
show.
How are you?
Great. What
Thank
can we do? You look like you have a Florida phone number. Am I right?
Oh, yes. I'm still a Miami girl at heart. I'll always be. I saved an area code.
Uh-huh. You know, I'm a Miami girl. I was born
home.
This is home sweet home now in the Northwest, but I was born and raised there, lived most of my life there, and I do not miss the humidity.
I say that to everyone who wants to go and visit. They're like, why are you here? I'm like, you go there and you'll see how hot it is. You never want to live there anymore.
Exactly. Well, North Carolina, you've got your share of humidity there, too.
And our very next caller is actually a 305 area code.
There it is. Oh, see?
Wonderful.
There's
well,
a pattern forming.
Yes, Florida. I do have a question. My question is in reference to a court case that my fiancé and I have tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering how you saw that going for us. We're trying and hoping to finally get a restraining order from against his ex so we can have some peace in our lives. This is the second time in 4 months. And I was hoping we get it so we can start planning on letting this know.
Well, I'd love to tell you that it's over and done with as we speak. But I don't think it's over and done with. you'll get the restraining order. I have no question about that. No doubt. However, that's not something I think is going to stop her from doing whatever she can. However, what's really nice about it is you will have a restraining order and you can enforce it. So, and you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I don't care how close it is on judgment. If she comes close, call somebody immediately. Enforce it to the letter of the law. If it says you got to stay 500 feet away and she comes in at 499 feet, go for it. Because she won't stop unless she knows she's going to get in trouble. And even then, I don't know.
She's over the edge.
Huh?
It didn't stop. I was saying, you're right, it didn't stop. We went to court the first time, and the judge warned her and didn't give the restraining order. And 2 days after court, it started the harassment, the emails, and the cyber-stalking. So on the 30th, we also have the magistrate is going with us, and we did file a cyber-stalking thing, which is serious now.
Yeah.
So we're have that on the 30th of this month. But I really was wondering if we're going to get the restraining order.
Yeah.
And I had to change my wedding day and everything because she found out, and I don't want to be stressed out on my wedding day.
Yeah, you're gonna get the restraining order. The important thing is enforcing it and enforce it. That's very key, because you may have to go all the way to the end where you actually make her go to jail. I mean, literally, that's how intense this person is. You've got to really be, you've got to be strong. Don't cower down and if she says, "Oh, I'm sorry," don't even do that. Just go, go clear to the end with it. So. She has
Will
to learn her lesson.
Well, my fiance?
She's done it before. I don't know where, but I feel like this is not her first time at the rodeo.
No, it's not. We found that out. It's not. You're right. But you see, both my fiance and I getting the restraining order tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think you're both going to get it. If you don't, I'd be very surprised. So.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, good luck to you. All right. Stand by your guns on that.
Still there?
One.
I think
we
lost
her. Good luck, Geralda.
All right, Geralda.
All right.
Take care.
Let's go back to Florida. Area code 305. You're on the air.
Wait a second here. I'm having problems.
Okay.
Okay. we will get to that in a moment. Here we go. 305.
Right. 305.
Hi.
Welcome
Hi.
To
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
It's
Who is
been
this?
Probably a decade since I met with you guys.
What's your name?
Eileen.
Oh, hi, Eileen.
Hi, yes.
Eileen the artist.
Yeah.
How are you? I know I see you on Facebook. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I just got an email from you, so I clicked on.
Good.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, good to know you're still around. That's the important part.
I am, and I just like completely changed a whole part of my life.
Uh-huh.
I'm writing a new book.
Oh, good. That's important.
That's wonderful.
And the spontaneity of what's coming through me and the clarity of spirit and vision giving me, the lineup, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do this, and I did it, and I did this, and this. And now I'm going to be taking a trip, and I wanted to know. I just came back from two trips, and we're going away again, and I wanted to... For my artwork, I wanted to know if it's going to be, like, really outrageously fantastic.
Is this in New York?
No.
Where is it the one on the West Coast?
Well, I'm flying to the West Coast, and then I'm flying further to the West.
Oh.
Australia.
Not yet.
Oh, that's my top list.
Well,
not yet, but it's for, they're flying me there, and I'm going to be doing art.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going, but the one, have you gone to New York with your art yet?
No.
Okay, well, that's going to be really ultra cool. So I'm going to tell you that right now, but that's coming up later. But going to the West Coast is going to be really, really great. But ultra is going to be the New York shot.
But I'm going to Hawaii.
No, that's fine.
No, but I mean...
Well,
then,
you paint tropical art, so...
Yeah, yeah, but what I'm saying is that is it going to be beneficial for me?
Yes, absolutely.
The trip. And they're going to all be happy, the group that I'm working with.
Absolutely.
Bringing me on the ship.
Absolutely. No, it's going to be very successful, very, very successful. I will add another very on that. So it's a double very, very successful. But when you get to the ultra... incredible, blown away feeling that will be in New York.
God, your voice is all cracking, breaking up.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm missing every other word.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll say it again, and then if you don't hear it this time, you can also always listen to the archives, and we are 1.5 hours into the show, so just so you can listen to it. Hawaii is going to be very, very successful. But the ultra success and feeling is when you get to the New York show, whatever you're doing there.
Nothing.
And you don't know what it is right now, so I'm telling you this is what's happening.
Okay, well, I'm on the edge of this relationship. It hasn't quite expired, but he doesn't live with me anymore. He's got a job somewhere else.
And who's Jeff?
Jeff?
Yeah.
I don't know a Jeff.
Jeff or Jeremy?
No, my husband's name is Jay.
Jay. Okay.
Yeah.
And what was going on? Is this the relationship? This is not the relationship.
Yeah, this is the same relationship. He is. He got transferred to Washington, D.C.
Mm. Okay.
For a year and a half.
And I don't remember anything about the relationship. I don't know what the deal is. All I know is I was just hearing this name that begins with a J and the relationship. And it was distant, so that explains everything that I just felt. So
yeah.
Is the distance also an emotional distance between
that,
the two
totally.
Of you? Okay. Then that's important. The reason that came through and that feeling and all that came through was to confirm what I told you about the future stuff that's coming up. Because I don't have any control. There's no way to tell future stuff. But when I'm getting into future stuff, they will give me the name of someone or at least the initial of the person around you that you can relate to. So it confirms what I just talked about with the New York trip. I really want you to know, and they really want you to know, that whatever feelings and whatever really great feeling you have and the success that you have in Hawaii is going to be tenfold when you go to New York. Now, when you go to New York, you don't know about it now, but it's coming up, and that's the key right now. So enjoy the trip to Hawaii and enjoy the sights and the feelings and just relax and go with the flow and do what you do, and you're still going to be great and successful, okay?
Do you think that the people that I'm going to Hawaii with now, the gallery there, are they going to be taking me to New York? Or will I meet somebody on the ship
that will bring
me to New York?
I can't say for sure, but I just know that trip to New York is there, and it's
okay.
Just you're just getting to it. And however you get
sounds
to it,
cool.
whether it's them or new
I'll let
content,
you know.
Great.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Sounds great.
All right,
Eileen.
Do you see my Jay and still in the future? Do you see him there?
You mean still connected to you?
Yeah.
I have to say no.
Okay, because so. I'm feeling the same.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
That's what readings are. They're confirmation
exactly.
of what you already know. You
exactly.
know that. All right, Eileen.
All right,
thank
take
you.
Care, Eileen.
Thank you.
Bon voyage. Have a wonderful trip.
Thank you for giving me your time.
Oh,
you
thank
bet.
You.
Take
thanks.
Care now.
God bless you both.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Her artwork is beautiful.
It is.
All right.
Incredible.
Let's go to area code 907.
Hi there.
Welcome to the
Hi.
Show. Hi, how are you? You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Rachel. I'm actually from Alaska, but I'm living in Las Vegas right now.
Oh, good.
Well, that's a nice place to be.
It's a huge difference.
Very different.
Yeah. Very different.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Are you from Anchorage?
No, I'm from Kenai.
Kenai.
Yeah,
okay.
My mom actually knows you guys. I actually got a picture from Alex.
Dawn?
Years ago. Yeah. That's my mom.
Oh,
I was
cool.
going to say, we know somebody there.
Yeah.
Well, please give her our love. Did she move to Idaho?
No, Montana.
Oh, Montana.
No, mom got really sick a few years ago, so that ended up not going on.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Please give her our love.
All right, I will.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
What
yeah,
you
it has
say?
Been.
You say when she got sick, what happened?
Well, she got brain clots, actually.
Oh my gosh!
Oh.
No, we didn't see it in any
never
of the readings.
Coming,
it never came
no.
through.
Yeah,
wow.
Like mom. Yeah, she in 2010 she figured out that she had brain clots. So yeah.
Wow. Tell her. I think about her every week. You know, just
okay.
wondering how she. I do,
yeah.
Every time we go into Montana, especially because I had my cousin used to live in Livingston, and that's where your mom was going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't too long
yeah.
ago we were just talking about her.
In fact, she did at one point for a little while. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll call her.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, tell her we say hi.
Yeah,
give
Rachel,
her a love
what can
for
we do for you?
Okay.
a really good friend of mine passed away in August of last year, and I was wondering if you could possibly contact him.
What's his first name?
Brandon.
Brandon. And was this some kind of an accident? Because I feel like there's a pounding, pressure in his chest. I don't know what it is. The crushing.
Oh, my God. he committed suicide.
Oh, with a gun?
Before he strapped it to his chest and blew himself up.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
No
wonder he's feeling pressure on his chest. Okay.
I thought it was with the gun, but it wasn't.
Was it dynamite or what?
He was in the Air Force and he worked in weapons, so he was he handled C4 and everything. So I guess he wanted it to be quick and. That's what his brother told me, is that he stole C4 from his work and killed himself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. We just got a message here I have to tell everybody. We're currently experiencing issues with the Skype to listen connection. If anybody's calling in on Skype, listeners will need to connect to the show by dialing in our guest line. Technicians are working to resolve the issue as soon as possible for everybody that's out there. So I know somebody was on Skype and they're gone. So.
Right. So if you are listening on Skype, you'll need to call in on the guest line. So, okay.
Anyway, your friend Brandon wants you to know that, number one, he says there was no pain. He wants to tell you he's sorry. He apologizes to you. Do you understand what that's about?
Yeah.
Okay, and he says to tell you sorry about that night. Do you understand what that night he's talking about? Were you guys going to get together or something after he had passed?
Yeah, because he actually called me the week that, like, we hung out that whole week before he died, and he was supposed to call me and have him hang out with me and everything, but he never called.
He apologizes for that, and he wants you to know that he loved you. Do you understand that? Do you know that? You guys were more than friends. He really loved you, and that's really important you understand that. Again, he really, really apologized. He says to tell you when he did pass, he actually came to your house and jumped up and down in front of you to tell you he was okay, but you had just heard he had died. So you weren't really connecting. Do you understand that?
Yes. And, I felt him that night.
And do you have some kind of a purple... I don't know if it's a cloth hanging or if it's a picture or if it's on the wall. It's like a wall thing that's purple in your house?
No, it's not purple. I have pictures of him.
You have pictures of him. But when he came over to your house, you got to understand, this is a soul. His soul comes to your house to tell you, and he sees something purple behind you. And I don't know if it's big purple or little purple, but it's purple. And it almost feels like me. It's kind of a background on a painting or a painting or a picture of a painting or.
It might be a blanket because when I felt something, like this was a Friday night and I believe he passed away that night and I was laying on the couch watching John Wayne marathon.
Yes.
And I was waiting for him to call me, but maybe there was a purple blanket behind me. I don't know.
Check it out when you get home. Check it out.
I was at my uncle's house because my grandma was in the hospital.
Well, he definitely wants you to know that that he was there to tell you, and again that he's around you a lot. Every time you think about him, it's like a phone that rings on the other side, and he comes running, and he's there. He's right there, saying, "What do you want? What do you need? How can I help you? I'm here to help." So.
Thank you. And I would like for you to ask him if. Why did he call me? Like, out of all the other people that he could have called, why did he call me?
He answered that earlier. He said he loved you. You were the first person on his mind. Okay?
That really means a lot. Thank you. I felt so guilty.
Oh, no, don't be guilty. You couldn't have stopped anything. He really wants you to know that. This was in the plan.
That was his time to go.
The important thing is we all have a plan when we come into life, and our life is going to last from A to Z. And when Z comes, that's it. We go home. And then we're there, and we're ready to come back in again at another time. Now, you don't have any kids now, right?
No.
Well, he says to tell you that his soul is going to come back as one of your children.
Oh,
he
my
really,
God, are you serious?
Yeah, he wants to be in your family, so you'll recognize his energy when he comes to you.
I had a dream about that. I'm not even kidding.
Well, I have no doubt about it because
and what
he
Dennis
put the dream
doing
in it.
Is confirming.
Confirming
yeah,
that dream.
That's pure validation, Rachel.
Thank you so much.
Oh, we
You're
are
welcome.
So sorry for your loss, but just so glad that, if anything, the message can be healing to you and know that he's going to be back in your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
And can you tell me how his dad is? Because I've been thinking a lot about his dad.
Taking it very hard, but he's surviving.
Okay.
All right, you take
okay.
care.
Take care, Rachel, and please give our love to your mom.
And give your mom a hug for us and tell
okay.
her we miss talking to her.
All right, I will.
All right, thank you.
Bye
okay,
now.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow.
Yeah, I've known Dawn for...
Oh, gosh, we've been doing readings for her forever.
13 years, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go to area code 256. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi there.
Hi.
This is Jovia in the room.
Oh, hi,
Thank God, yes. I got through. Hey, I don't think I've ever been on this show. I'm wanting to connect with, I've got two brothers that passed, but the one I want to connect with passed February the 2nd or the 3rd of this year.
Okay, which one used to eat the sunflowers all the time?
Both. Probably Tommy.
Huh?
I'm sorry, Tommy. Probably Tommy.
Tommy, is that
he
the one that passed in February?
Yeah, he did a lot of flowers and stuff to Georgia.
Okay, no, I mean, he used to eat sunflower seeds, right?
Yeah, I did
yeah.
too.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
okay. And I have to ask you a really weird question, but which one had the missing tooth in front?
Tommy did. He got it knocked
Thank you.
Out. But it he had another one put back in, you know.
That's all right, but he wanted you to, he knew that you would know that was him, and,
yes.
and he wants you to know. He's doing fine. He's having a cold beer, eating some sunflower seeds.
Okay, that's, yeah, he's drinking cold beer. Okay, I can get that. I just
now,
need to know what happened.
Well,
it's a mystery.
Who also had did the car work, had, like, grease on his hands a lot? Is that your other brother?
He worked in the mailroom.
Oh, he did?
He did. Yes, he did mechanics in the O'Hare Airport in the mailroom, post office. Yes.
Oh, so he did mechanical stuff. Okay, I got
yeah.
it. Anyway, well, they never told you what happened
about who?
Your brother.
It's not solved yet.
It's not solved.
I know the first brother Tommy died on February the 3rd. The other brother that was a mechanic, or well, whatever, he was not a mechanic. He worked in Chicago at Herald Post Office, and he had lupus. And within about 5 days of Tommy passing, he had a bad seizure, and he passed 28 days afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, because they were
wow.
they were really connected very strongly,
yeah.
brothers. They came
only
in.
Had two brothers. That's all
yeah.
I had.
Well, they both want you to know that you still have two brothers, and they're around all the time. And
yeah.
you can stop yelling at them, by the way. Do you understand the yelling?
No. Well, maybe to Tommy, but not to Donnie. I always
well,
nice to them.
Whichever one you're yelling at, they both hear it.
I'm asking for some answers because Tommy's death is not solved.
Okay. Now, where did he work, the one that's not solved? Where was he?
He was not employed at the moment. Well, he was
okay.
doing the brick mason with, on the side, so he went back to work with TVA.
But was he working in Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to be very clear, because where I'm feeling his energy is in Alabama when he passes.
Yes.
Okay.
Tommy died in Alabama. Donnie died in Chicago, Illinois.
And what happened? What's the vehicle that was involved with Tommy?
Tommy didn't have a vehicle.
Okay. Who drove the, what is that? It's either a dark blue or a black automobile that that he was with a friend all the time?
Don't know. I mean, I know that, I don't know.
Do you know the car?
I've seen a black SUV-like type deal, but I don't know the people.
Okay. For some reason, they know something that you don't know.
Yes.
Okay. And that I would say if you can get in touch with them, that would give
no,
you the best
won't.
Answers. They won't talk to you?
No.
Where did he pass it at? Was it at home?
I'm not certain. I don't know if he was if it was homicide at his house or if he was placed there. I don't know.
Well, I feel like he might have passed in his house.
Yeah.
But again, I don't feel like it was his fault. I don't feel like he did whatever it was.
Mm-mm.
Was there a gun?
That's just it. I don't know.
Do you know if he was? Do you know if he was shot?
No. The thing is, when I went and let the police move him, I didn't see any blood.
Okay.
I saw him laying in the floor. But when I got his clothes back, there was blood on his jacket, and one of his shirts never came back. His shirt did not make it to the forensic office. I don't know how it got taken.
Yeah.
Only two cops and a coroner's in there. Somebody had to take it when I stepped out of the room.
Those people in that either dark blue or black vehicle know what happened, and they have the key to the castle, so to speak, the key to the thing. He says to tell you that it doesn't matter how he passed. He did pass, but he says it wasn't by his own hand. It was by somebody else. These are just feelings I'm getting. And I'm hearing the words, not by my own hand. I heard that distinctly.
Right.
Distinctly, yeah. Okay? So you need to investigate some more, but I don't know if I'd do it myself. I'd have somebody
the
just
police
look up
will not even do it. I had to put
no,
it.
No.
Maybe get an autopsy.
You're going to have to get a private person to do it.
I've already talked to the pathologist. I called him up. He goes, I don't know what the police are telling you. He goes, this is homicide.
Yeah.
And the police are like trying to just shove it aside.
All right.
And
I'm
afraid they're going to pin the wrong person with it.
Yeah. Well, Jovia, you know, I'd love to be able to give you more information on this.
Let me just say, they will get the right person. I really know that.
Okay. They will. But we thank you for calling. Too many calls going. You are absolutely welcome to call back another night. Okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. You know, I have to, you know,
thanks,
really
Sylvia.
Stress. We've got 15 more callers that we're not going to be able to get through. We do 2 hours. We are doing all reading shows now. Do call in. Next Tuesday night, we will not be having a live show because Dennis is going in for surgery on the 14th, but we will be doing a live show on Monday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time.
And we'll be sending a notice out, too.
Well, you'll get a notice through Blog Talk. Please follow us on Blog Talk Radio so you'll know how everything, you'll know when our shows are going to be on. We're going to start doing shows during the daytime and at different days during the week, maybe doing daily shows. But I need to really stress that these are quick readings so that everybody can get a question as much as possible. If you want full readings, even a 10-minute reading, we do telecircles for a fraction of the cost of what a private reading would be.
Mm-hmm.
We do private readings for half an hour or an hour. All of that information is available on our website, or if you call our toll-free number, 877-595-4111. You know, we want to do a show, too. We like to talk and chat with you all. But if you can keep your questions down to one or two rather than or a full reading, we cannot get into that as much. We will be announcing more telecircles when Dennis is back from surgery and healed. We're going to be doing more telecircles probably at least once a week. You can get in on that. We'll tell you more about our telecircle, and you can check our website out on that, okay? So
right.
Telecircles are fun. There's six people on the phone at a time, and we'll let you know more about that. But let's go to Area 626. You're on the air. Welcome to Messages from Beyond.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi.
And where are you calling from?
Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. Where are you calling from?
Los Angeles.
Okay, how are you? What can we do for you tonight?
Good. I had a reunion with somebody from my past, and we had a heart-to-heart, and I would like to ask Dennis where he saw this going, if, you know, if he saw this working out in the long term.
I saw a bunch of fear just jump up from him, like, just, like, not bad fear, just like, oh, my God, what am I getting into? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a feeling of oh my God, what am I getting into? Because you know something's big, you know, it's not like small. It's like an exciting fear.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Did you have
yeah.
that feeling?
Well, I mean, we both haven't seen.
I know he did, but did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I did. We had this much needed talk that we needed to talk
yeah.
about, and you know, I laid it out on the table what I wanted. I wanted eventually to be married, and you know, I've known him for a long time, since 2005, mm-hmm. and you know,
well,
we both expressed that we loved each other.
You guys
know,
dated before, right?
Yes.
So from high school?
No, not high school. From just since 2005.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. The key here is that yes, it's going to go a long ways. It's going to continue on, and this is the best talk you could have ever had, and you got your points across. And he's also scared, not knowing where it's going to go, but he's willing to. I think he's willing to jump in with both feet. So.
Okay.
All right.
So you do see marriage for us. You see him thinking about it because, you know, I told him, you know, kind of gave him the little. I wouldn't say ultimatum, but we've been together so long, and I said, you know, if we're going to be friends, we're just going to be friends and friends only, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can do this. And he's like, okay, let me think about it, because he thought maybe when I said friends, like friends with benefits, and I said, oh, no, it's not going that way.
Yeah, really.
Like my feelings, you know?
Yeah.
So when do you think that he will, you know, come to me with that decision? Because right now he's, like, processing and thinking.
Next week.
Okay.
Yeah, the
so
first
we'll
of, actually probably in the weekend sometime.
Okay.
Maybe
all
before
right.
that. Maybe before that, but it's definitely something that's coming up soon.
Okay. All right.
All right, Vanessa. Take care.
Okay, Vanessa.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Take care. All right. Enjoy your cool weather in California. All right.
Let's go to 410. Hi there.
410. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Great. How are you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer from Maryland.
Hi, Jennifer. Oh, Jennifer in the chat room.
Yes.
Lori
made
BFF.
Me do this.
Lori
I'm a newbie.
You're a newbie.
Jennifer,
first time calling.
Jennifer from Maryland.
Yeah, Dennis
Maryland.
And I met in Baltimore, you know.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Yes.
What can we do for you?
Well, like I said, I'm a newbie. Lori wanted me to call in and introduce myself, and, you know, I wanted to finally meet you guys, whether it's on the radio or not.
Who's
but, you know, I have
Bill?
A couple questions.
Who's Bill?
Oh, that would be my husband.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
And we did not know that from Lori.
Well.
Wow.
Bill
is my husband.
Bill is very connected to you.
That's a good thing.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes.
I think he's definitely my soulmate.
Now, do you have three kids? Or were there three pregnancies?
I have the four-legged kids.
Oh, you didn't have three pregnancies?
No, never been pregnant.
Not to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's three spirits around you. Then that's what I have to say. Is your mom over there, crossed over?
Yes.
And your dad?
Yes.
Are there three in your family,
and do you have a
Jim?
Brother?
Yes, I do.
And the brother's passed over?
No, he's not.
He's here?
He's here, yes.
Who's the third person over there? The family?
Probably, maybe my real father.
Ah, so this is your stepdad that's passed, too. Okay.
That was my adoptive father that passed.
Yes.
My adoptive father and my adoptive mother.
That makes sense. Thank you. Well, your dad, your adoptive father, your dad wants you to know he loves you. He wants you to know he wants to apologize. Do you understand the apology?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay. And your mom says you deserve it. It took him long enough to do the damn thing.
Oh my God. I know exactly what it is, yes.
And she also wants to apologize. Do you understand what she's apologizing for?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and she also wants to add in that she's kicking him in the ass, and she apologizes for not doing that a long time ago.
Wow.
You understand all that?
Yes, I do, very much so.
Okay, and they send you lots of love, and you need to know that because of who they were as a human being, that's not who they are as spirits. They are pure love. And they're only there to help you the best they can in any way they possibly can.
Wow.
Okay? So you rest in this flow of information that's coming to you because you are being opened up. Let's put it that way. And I think it's very important that Lori's in your life helping open you up.
Yes.
Okay? Pay attention to her energy work because it's really, really great. It helped me a lot when I first was opening up to my relationship with Alice and actually my relationship with myself. And that's a real big key.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's your key right now. And know that in your life, your mom and dad understand why you didn't have children.
Okay.
Okay. And they want to acknowledge that.
That's good. It's good to know.
All right, Jennifer.
Jennifer, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thank
pleasure
you.
Pleasure to meet you, yes.
Pleasure to meet you, too, and I will definitely be calling in again. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any friend of Lori's is a friend of ours.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you. Good luck
with
surgery, Dennis.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey,
now.
Wish me luck.
I wished you. I said, men make the worst patients. You're going to need it.
That is so
I'm an excellent patient.
I'm a nurse. I know.
Now wait a minute. You can't leave yet because here's the deal. I'm a great patient. All I do is I go, honey, can I have a cup of coffee?
Right.
You
know he's going to get that
away. What they do.
Oh, excuse me. It's more like, honey, can I have a cup of coffee?
No, and you ring your little bell. You know where that bell's going to be next.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's where it's going to go.
Well, you're a nurse. That's wonderful. My great niece just graduated from Penn State Nursing School on Sunday. And it's just that's a tremendous profession.
And she won't come up and take care of me either.
It takes a very special person to be a nurse.
Yes, it does. Very much
right.
So.
Thank you. Thanks.
Take care,
nice
Jennifer.
To meet you, Jennifer. Thanks for calling.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye
bye.
And we love your energy in the chat room too. All right, we've got. We don't have time.
No, we don't.
All right, for all of you holding, we are so sorry we're not going to be able to get you. Please call us Monday night. We're going to have a special show on Monday the 13th. We will not have live show on Tuesday. After that, we'll be on live every Tuesday.
Yes.
Follow us on Blog Talk Radio so you'll know when we're going to be on. Join our Facebook. Facebook.com/messagesfrombeyond so you'll know also when we're going to be on. Like us on our Facebook page. And we want to thank you all for being here. And it's been a fun show. It went fast. We got a lot of calls in. And all of our shows are going to be all reading shows just like this and with a little chit-chat thrown in.
Most likely. Yeah.
So I'm not sure. How many minutes are you showing?
I'm showing that we have about it's 2 minutes left. Well,
really?
We can grab
that
a quick
is so
one.
That's strange. What's with my clock?
let's grab a quick one here.
Air code 509. You're on there.
Hi there.
Hello?
Who's
Hi.
This?
Hi.
Welcome to the show. What's your
Hi.
Name?
Thank you. My name is Laura from Washington State.
Hi, Laura. Where in Washington are you calling from?
In Spokane.
Oh, good. We're going to be over there on Thursday, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool.
For a moment. As we pass through.
You're not staying long.
Very quickly,
I'm just wondering if you're seeing anyone come through, like my mom or brother-in-law or anybody?
Well, you know, your mom's here, but who had the issue with breathing? Was that your mom?
Yep, that'd be my mom.
As your mom? Your mom really wants you to know that you need to be much more closely on time, and you need to call in earlier because she'd really love to talk to you, but she wants to send you lots of love.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Laura,
we got about 60 seconds left.
We just got the minute notice, so we want to thank you all for being with us tonight, and
thanks, Laura.
Join us next week.
Thank you.
We'll get to you earlier next time. Hey, thank you. You have been a wonderful, wonderful group tonight, and just want to remind you all to go to our website, messagesfrombeyond.com, and our direct number is 877-595-4111.
And, and if you want to book a reading, we're also going to be opening up a telecircle.
Telecircles.
Next week.
We'll tell
week.
You more about next week,
yeah.
And they're on our website. You've been listening to Messages from Beyond with Dennis and Alice Jackson.
May peace be with you always.
Always.
Good night.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.